What's poppin', everybody? Welcome back to What Girl and
her mother-in-law.
Happy?
No. And
oh, sorry. Just left him out in the dust.
And the boyfriend and the son.
Yay! Guest episode.
Happy?
That's the wrong line. Sure, fucking
Monday.
Good, because I didn't know I was opening my calendar.
Only because we just talked about it.
We just talked about it. You guys, we're doing a guest episode today, and when Jerry and I do our favorites, we chat for a very long time, so we figured we're going to save that for the next episode. We know it's the first episode of August, but look out for that on Thursday's episode.
It's going to be the first Thursday of August.
It'll be the first Thursday. Yeah, so we'll do our favorites next episode. Today, we want to do a deep dive because we have Zane here. We're going to do a Q&A with him like we did with Aaliyah. If you missed that episode, go listen to it. Jerry's daughter came on the pod. She's 17. And like so 16, weird. 17. She's 17. We, you know, dove deep into like colleges, her relationship with Jerry and all that stuff. It was a good one. So we're going to do that with Zane too. Well, we don't know what you guys asked, but we asked you on Instagram. So if you don't follow us there, you missed it. Go follow us on Instagram. That's my spiel. I'm going to shut up for the rest of the episode. We're going to ask Zane some questions.
Are we not doing our gratefuls?
Geraldine.
What?
I'm fired. What are you grateful for today?
I'm grateful for Zane.
He made it on my grateful list too today.
Zane, you're just making everybody grateful.
I feel loved.
Aww.
That's amazing.
You are. You're definitely loved.
Give us a grateful.
Well, I'm obviously grateful for you guys.
Aww.
But for the sake of spicing it up, I'm grateful for coffee.
Nice.
Because I love coffee. It's great in the mornings, in the early morning.
I love that. Grateful for you.
I love it for you too. Alyssa Rose?
I know. I like picking little things because I feel like little things are often overlooked, you know?
They are.
Also, I was telling her last episode too. I'm like, we've written three things down every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to come up with like random little things that you wouldn't think about because you don't put it like my family, my cats. Zane.
Yeah.
Every day.
Right.
So you want to, that's the point, is like to be
to real truly grateful, like yeah. To really appreciate the
things that you aren't usually like aware of, mm-hmm. you know?
Well, not to be like super analytical, but when I do my gratefuls, I have like a little system. Mm. I try to pick one major one, one little one, and then a random one. Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Like I never knew that.
Yeah. Like I try to pick something that's like I'm doing that day or I did that day. Mm. And then I pick, obviously, like, a major one, and then something, like, little. Because, yeah, like I said, I think it's so easy to forget about little things, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, if I didn't have coffee right now, like, it'd just stink, you know?
Life I'm grateful to have suck.
It. Yeah, like, think about it. Like, what if there was no coffee?
Mm-hmm.
Think it's interesting, yeah?
I would be fine.
You would be fine.
I think I was grateful for coffee recently,
you
too.
Were.
I was, yeah. I was grateful for my
good.
Cup of coffee, yeah.
Listen. Yeah. When I have sips, like sometimes when Zane makes it or my dad makes it, you know, I'll have a sip. I'm like, it is yummy.
But it's just not there for you.
I just don't want to depend on it. I can't have headaches. I can't rely on it. And I will be that bitch that spends $7 a day on Starbucks. And I just can't be doing that.
Right.
Wait, you're so funny, though, because you always make that argument. But like, what do you mean you don't want to depend on it?
Like, I don't want to feel like I have to drink it every day.
Yeah, see, if I don't have my coffee every day...
Yeah, but you've been drinking coffee for like 30 years.
Yeah, right,
but
start,
what do you think happens?
You start one day, and then you've been drinking it for 30 years.
So what, you think I'm addicted to coffee? Like,
no,
I'm
I
to
don't
depend
think so.
On it? So why don't you just drink it like I do?
Because
have it
I think
a few times a week.
Caffeine doesn't go well with me either.
Well, I was going to say that to you. Oh, this is a jumping bean, so...
I don't need it.
You don't
it.
Need
like
extra caffeine.
Caffeine affects you.
It makes
oh,
me anxious.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, minus the anxiousness for a second, but she has so much energy. Imagine her caffeinated. That would be insane.
That energetic.
No, you
Am
have
I?
A lot of energy.
Okay.
I'm envious.
Oh. Yeah.
I have that energy, which is later on in the day.
And I have it in the morning.
Yeah.
I don't have it late at night. You make fun of me because I'm like not
yeah,
energetic
true.
At night.
True.
So, maybe. Sometimes I get random bursts at like midnight.
I know. It'll be 1 a.m. Like... I know Alyssa. Alyssa's in bed sleeping by 11. It's 1 a.m. and she's like cleaning, vacuuming, doing the... I'm like, what are you doing?
Sometimes when you get that burst, you gotta take advantage of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think caffeine also like... I remember one time when I worked at Five Below, I took like a few sips of a Monster just to try it. And I was literally like this. Like my body was like Wow. Fucking that's shaking. The thing too.
Well, don't you think like if you had to introduce someone to caffeine, it would be coffee first, not energy drinks. Like that's crazy. Right. Like those things are powerful.
Yeah, I'm just scared of getting anxiety. Like my anxiety has been very low.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you have anxiety, caffeine will definitely accentuate it.
I wouldn't say I have anxiety, but I do get anxious easily, so I just don't want to put anything in my body that will make that worse.
No reason to magnify.
Yeah, magnify.
Yeah, that's and caffeine word. Scares me because I don't consume it. Like, I consume zero caffeine my whole life, so
yeah,
I'm scared of it.
I mean, like I said, you don't even need it, so you're chilling. Maybe if you want the coffee taste, just get decaf.
Right, but I don't even care for it that much, so, like, why?
True.
I'm a hot chocolate gal in the winter.
But which we need, because it is hot as balls.
It is really hot out.
So hot.
It's actually pretty nice today.
It is. Is it? I saw it was only like 75, but I hope it's not just like the morning. I hope it stays like this.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I let the dogs out, and I was like, ooh, it's breezy out here. I mean, it was like, I don't know, 3-4 o'clock in the morning, but I was like, ooh, the breeze. It was
I think the rain helped yesterday. Yeah. Like torrential downpouring.
Definitely helped.
Yeah. Okay. Grateful. I am grateful for Long Island. Living on Long Island. Because yesterday I went and got my hair done. I zipped over to Trader Joe's. I zipped over to pick up my ankle bracelet from the jeweler. And then I zipped over home. And I just feel like, yeah, Long Island is big, but I also feel like it's so convenient. You know,
so convenient.
Everything's like 20 minutes away, like at max, you know, unless you're going to like Montauk or the Hamptons. But I don't know. It's just convenience. I love being able to just zip wherever I need to be easily, quickly. There's something everywhere.
True.
And I love that about here.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah. That makes it on our grateful list a lot, too. We'll put like living in New York, living on Long Island.
Yeah, I love it.
It is convenient.
Yeah, it is. Okay, well, thank you for joining our Morning Gratefuls. That's a new thing we started on the show. We each give a grateful.
And now are you talking to me or the listener?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
Okay, let's dive into it. We asked you guys on Instagram. We're going to do a Q&A. Are you ready, babe?
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay.
Let's go.
Go ahead, Geraldine.
What is your favorite thing about Alyssa?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, there's so many.
That's really cute.
You know what's so funny? Alyssa's heard it all. We've been together for so long.
I have.
But she'll still react like that. I think that's so sweet.
Cute. Well, this morning we woke up and he just goes, I love you. I was like, I love you more. But like, why? I was like, give me 3 reasons.
My go-to answer with this question is I love our mindset, or, you know, specifically your mindset and how similar it is to mine. Like, me and you agree on so many major topics.
Yeah.
And also, like, even little stuff. We agree on, like, how you should carry yourself, like, socially and even, like, problems in the world. Like, every major thing and even minor things, I feel like we agree on a lot. And the things that we don't agree on, they're so silly and minor where it just doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And I feel like I take that for granted all the time. I'll see, like, if I'm talking to a friend and he's having, problems with his girlfriend or troubles with his girlfriend. And they're like, yeah, she just disagrees with me on this. I'm like, damn. Like, that'd be
a deal breaker.
Yeah, like, that's a big thing, you know? Or, like, if we're watching a show and, you know, whether it's a reality show or a real show, or, sorry, reality show or, like, a completely made-up show. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just crazy to see that some people's dynamic in their relationship. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wow, that's not even close.
Yeah.
You know, to how we do things.
Yeah. I think the cool thing about it is that we started dating so young. We didn't even have opinions on a lot of the things that we have opinions on now. Mm-hmm. And it just worked out that we, like, kind of, like, grew up together and almost, like, you know, formed each other's opinions in the same way.
So I agree with that, but I also don't, because I feel like, how many times have me and you even personally heard people that, like, were high school sweethearts and they grow up and then one guy turns into this and the girl turns into this and then they're like, you know, I feel like our lives in general, it just worked out with, like, our career paths and
that's
stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm saying it's rare for somebody to start dating at 15 and have the same mindset when we're this age.
I know.
So that's the cool part about
we're so lucky.
Yeah. Like, if you're going out dating, then you make sure, you know, that the person has the same mindset. But the fact that we were so young, didn't have any of the viewpoints that we would have now.
Yeah.
And we so happened to have, like, the same mindsets and values.
Yeah, it's just convenient. And, like, I'll also add, it's just the communication, too. Mm-hmm. Like, me and you are so open for the most part. Mm-hmm. Like,
us getting into a love fest. One question.
No, but I'm serious. Like, if I had any advice for any relationship, like, loving or not, even if it's a relationship with someone at work, like, mm-hmm. like a friendship more.
Yeah.
Communication is so crucial. 100%. And I feel like me and you will just say how it is.
Yeah.
Like, I'll just be like, babe, I really just don't feel like going. Like, I want to just hang out home. Uh-huh. You know? Yeah. Or if, like, something's really important and you're like, hey, like, this is really important. Like, make sure you're available to stay.
Yeah, like, you I know? Would really appreciate you being there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and she bench. Agrees.
So, yeah. That's my answer.
Okay. Okay. Would you ever do a separate pod with your mom or sister?
Wait, I'm sorry. These questions are all for me only?
Yeah.
So you guys aren't going to talk?
We're going to talk with them? You.
Would I ever do a pod with mom or Leah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm down. I would do it with whoever. Podcasts are dope. I just can't be in charge because I got a lot on my plate as it is. Mm. But yeah.
Oh, I think
sitting down and chatting and stuff, that's fun.
I think they mean like an episode. Like without me.
Oh. Like an Agama without Alyssa. So
yeah, I've always said you guys should do that.
A Z A H M I L. Azamil. Actually, that didn't make sense.
That doesn't make sense. No.
Zane and her mother. Yeah, that doesn't make sense. Maybe, but you're such a star of the show. I don't know. Yeah, we could do it, Mom. What do you think?
I think it would be cool. Like, if
I'll start
like
one episode, it's like,
this is not going well.
Hold on, wait, what do you say? You say,
What's
popping, everybody? Welcome back. If I just start an episode one day, that would be kind of funny.
And just don't warn anyone.
Yeah. That would be funny.
You guys
could
do it when I'm like not here or something. You know, if we need like an episode.
That would be hilarious.
Instead of pre-recording.
Yeah.
I would love to listen to that then, because I wouldn't even be here to like hear it happening.
That would be
that would
fun.
Be fun. Yeah, you guys should do that.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that.
Yeah.
Okay. What is something you wish Alyssa liked or enjoyed but doesn't?
I know.
What is something that Alyssa doesn't like?
That you wish I enjoyed.
Well, you said you know. What do you have in mind?
No. Got to hear it from you.
I have my guess.
Alyssa not enjoy. I would say two things slightly off the rip that come to mind. One is TV shows.
Oh.
Like a good TV. You know, you like.
You always say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like you like reality. Like the only good TV show that you like. It, or when I say good TV, I'm referring to like shows that have like dramas, you
like
know?
High end acting.
Yeah, like high end box office type shows. Uh-huh. I don't know why I said box office because that's movies, but I mean even movies. You don't even really like movies, but anyway, like the only show you like that is Breaking Bad. Other than that, can't get you to watch a show like that. Nor do you have any interest. Like, we were watching Stranger Things, dude. Season 4, she's like, this is boring. I'm like, what?
I'm so sorry.
So,
no,
it'd be shows and staying up late.
Staying up late.
See, I definitely thought the staying up late. What were you saying? Video games?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was like, is she mouthing video games?
Oh, I feel like it's just like a thing that you know I don't like them. So, it's just like,
you do have some weird, you have some fugazi points on that sometimes, but
I just don't care for them.
Yeah, no, it's okay if you don't care for them. But
yeah, but you did like, the games that like Overcooked and stuff like that together, but it's like you could do something and then never do it again, like never touch it again.
Yeah, you know? It feels like video games are like a full time job for some people.
Yes, I mean they are really. I mean look at
well
your
actually
colleague.
Some people yeah,
but
yeah,
I'm just like yeah. For me, it's just like so much time on a video game. It's like I just disagree with it, but that's fine.
Yes, yeah, I couldn't disagree more. Yeah. There you go, guys. See,
that's fine.
Me and her aren't just frolicking in roses. Yeah, like there's things that we definitely disagree on.
Yeah. Wait, what did you just say I was going to make a point on?
I said TV shows and staying up late.
Oh, I was just going to defend myself with Stranger Things because I don't want people to come for me. I did. What's the most recent season? Four? Three.
Four.
Okay. I did like the first three seasons. And then I have like the attention span of the memory of a goldfish. So season four started so fucking long later. I don't remember anything that happened. I don't care to rewatch everything that happened. And it was kind of spooky. And I also am not a huge fan of like sci-fi, like monster-y kind of things. So I liked the storyline of it. And then it lost me because I don't remember shit. So then it was just kind of spooky and a little bit slow the first episodes. And then I just gave up on it. But that's not, has nothing to do with Stranger Things, because also I really liked that other, what was that other show? Million Little Things. I watched two episodes and then I forgot about it. Like, I'm just bad at shows. With the
video games. She just doesn't like shows. Yeah.
No, but even like the video games. It's like she's there and then she's like not. Like, she don't care.
Did you watch Stranger Things yet or no?
A few. I was waiting for Aaliyah to catch up so we could watch them together. Oh, okay. Because Ever wanted to, I watched one or two episodes with Ever and he wanted to stay up watching the next one. I was like, you watch it. I'll watch it tomorrow on my own. And then it was like, I'll wait and then wait for Aaliyah to catch up.
You know, what I think it is with shows like that? It's hard for me to take them seriously because I'm like, you're scared over something that's CGI. Like, in my head, I'm like, this will never, ever happen. So I can't get emotional that they're emotional. You know what I mean? Like, I watched another show, Summer I Turned Pretty. Have you heard of that one? It's like this really popular show on Amazon. I finished it and everyone said they like bawled their eyes out at the end. And I thought the acting was so cheese, I couldn't even take it seriously. So I didn't even cry.
Wait, but you finished it. But I'm also
kind of heartless sometimes. Huh?
But you finished it. No.
It's no. True.
Wait, so you finished it. So it was actually a show that you watched the whole entire...
I did. There was only 7 episodes. And I put it on while I was doing other things. Maybe that's why. Maybe I didn't sit and pay attention and really get invested in the characters. But I also, the acting was cheesy. And it was about, like, 17-year-olds. So I just couldn't, like, relate. But I don't know. Friends my age, they're all like, oh, my God, I bawled my eyes out. It was a great show. And I was just, like, couldn't get into it.
Wait. Probably because you're preoccupied.
What? I said I'm heartless. Like, I am like emotional, like, person.
You're doing 1,000 things, you know? So maybe you just don't. Allow yourself to really...
There was a scene at the end and, like, they were crying. And I was just like, this is such bad crying. I was like, this is not, doesn't feel real.
I have 2 points to make. Number one, in Stranger Things, the main villain, he's not CGI. Just saying. You know what I mean. No, he's not. They did his makeup. It's crazy. I watched a YouTube video on it.
Oh, okay.
Like, he's real.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they took the actor that plays him, and they literally put him in a bodysuit and makeup and all that. And then, what was my next point?
That I'm heartless. I don't mean it like that. I am an emotional person. It just takes a lot.
We've had the conversation that sometimes it's hard for you to like get submerged in a scenario that's not you.
Yes, if I can, that's if like a I nice never way of walk putting in it. Somebody's shoes, it's hard for me to feel the emotions.
Yeah, but I feel like the cool thing with TV shows, because you were like, oh, they're so fake. Like, that's the purpose. It's like when you're like focusing on a TV show, it's like you're almost like you're there. And then it's like crazy.
I'm an overthinker though, and all I can think about is how it's acting. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Now listen, you don't like TV shows, like,
yeah.
I get it.
I'm just not a big empath.
But it's good. I will say, like, it has that you know that saying with like cereal, where it's like, oh, if you don't like the cereal, like, oh, more for me. Mm-hmm. Or I don't know if that's the same, but that's something like that me and you have just said like growing up. Mm-hmm. It's like the same thing with TV shows. Like, I don't have to like wait for her to be available to like watch, you know. If there was an episode of Stranger Things, like Ever was saying, he was like, oh, I want to watch another one. Mm-hmm. You know,
right?
I don't have to wait. I could just go.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, listen, ditto. I wish you watched the shitty reality TV with me. That would be fun.
I do.
No, you don't.
I watched a whole season of Bachelor.
Like a few years ago.
We watched the shitty house shows. when I say shitty, by the way, that's messed up. I'm just saying, like, you know, the cheese. Like, we started one last night, Mom. Oh my god, it was so cheese.
It's so cheesy.
But it's fun. It's a fun watch.
I wish you would watch Love Island with me, though. But yeah, I don't watch the show. Yeah, exactly. So it's fine. We each have our own thing.
Yeah, we do.
But yeah, sometimes you pop your head in on The Bachelor, but that's about it.
It's funny. Yesterday I was watching the newest Married at First Sight. And Ever walked in. And I, you know, shut it off when we had dinner and everything else. And then he comes back and I gave him the remote and he puts it on and he starts watching. I'm like, Ever, you don't have to watch it. He's like, no, I want to. He's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, it was funny. Because it was just as they were meeting.
Yeah.
And he was like giving his opinion on.
Yes.
Wow, she's a bitch. Or,
yeah.
They look like they're a great couple. Yeah. So it was funny. So
you used to watch America's Got Talent with me.
Oh, I love America's Got Talent.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, that's kind of different, though.
It doesn't count. Okay. Whatever. I don't want to wait for you to watch the show anyway either, so we're in the same boat.
Yeah, it works out.
We'll just watch our house shows together. And sometimes there are series that I watch with you.
I know. We watched Imposters together, which I loved.
Loved that show.
That was a
How
great
I
show.
How I Met Your Mother, great show. We watched How I Met Your Father.
No, How I Met Your Mother and How I Met Your Father are like sitcoms, though.
Yeah.
I'm talking about like a nice drama.
There was other shows that we've watched.
I know.
You?
Yeah, You's a great one.
It's one of my favorite shows.
Imposters, it's great, Breaking
Bad.
It's
a great show, so don't even. It just has to be the right fit.
Agreed.
Okay, next. What's your favorite meal that I make?
Steak sandwiches or pasta carbonara. Available on gottabegood.net.
Oh, my own recipe.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. We made steak sandwiches last... Well, we I made them, actually. I went on her website. I made them. Holy
No,
balls.
But he left out like half the ingredients. I had to put it on there.
Okay, well, in my defense, we've been running low on groceries. She went to Trader Joe's. It was not to my knowledge that she got the stuff for the sandwiches. So I made the sandwiches with just what we had, thinking like, oh yeah, like we're gonna just make like a skimped down version of the steak sandwiches. But then it turns out she got like the other stuff.
Oh,
but you know me, sometimes I'm good with just bread, meat, and cheese. You know, yeah, like I don't need all the extra stuff.
Yeah, he left
sometimes.
Out the sun-dried tomatoes, the onion,
and it
the
was
arugula.
Still so good.
So I had to open up the sandwich and put it all on there.
The last time I made it, last time I made it, I had the sun-dried tomatoes, but I finished it.
Mm-hmm.
So. And I almost made it last night. And then I was like, oh. And then
I
ate chicken instead.
That's the purpose of those recipes. It's like, we need a quick, yummy dinner.
Yeah.
And we're like, let's make my steak sandwiches.
They're
like, I love that.
That one's so easy to make.
Yeah. Exactly.
Especially for me. Like, I'm so lazy when it comes to cooking.
And like you said, do what you have. You know, yeah, if you didn't have the arugula and the onions and the sun-dried, that's
fine.
Just
skip it,
Yeah.
As long as you have the meat and the cheese, you're valid.
Sub it out. You still have to make my pasta carbonara, though.
Yeah, I do have to make it.
Because you're going to be, like, you're going to be surprised at how simple it is and how it tastes, like, fancy.
Okay.
Yeah, because it sounds like a lot of work, and it's really not.
Okay. I know, I have to still make it, but fuck summer.
It's so hard to cook when it's hot.
It's
you know what Zane and I are getting mad about recently?
What?
We can't even like, we don't even want to like touch each other.
It's terrible.
We want to cuddle. Last night we're like, I want to cuddle. And like,
but it's
I just
gross.
Don't want to.
I know.
It's
I told
so
Everett, he was sitting next to me yesterday when we put the show back on. And I'm like, do me a favor. And he's like, what? I said, move over like 2 inches.
Like, don't be against
me. And it's like
me.
So bad. But yet, oh God, it was, I mean, yesterday wasn't as hot, but it's been fucking gross.
I can't wait to have wall ACs in our new house. It's gonna be life changing. We walk around in a hoodie in the summer.
Okay, Zane, how many kids do you want?
3. Yeah.
He's looking at me for confirmation. Right,
if you have a choice, genders for a
second,
same
third, as us,
boy, boy, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, interesting.
2 boys, close in age, and then a younger sister
like
they
oops.
Can like protect. No, not an oops.
Leah said it yesterday. She said she was
Wait,
an
Wait, she
accident.
Thinks she's an oops?
She was
she
an
was
oops.
She was an oops. You didn't know that?
No, I did. Now that you're saying it, I remember. Yeah.
I'm like, Aaliyah, but
well,
you.
Wasn't Aaliyah like really unhealthy when they were doing scans? Like she didn't have like a liver or some
like
shit?
Like almost didn't make
Yeah.
Like they were going to do a DNC on me because they didn't find her for the longest time.
Mm-hmm. So she's a miracle baby.
She is my miracle baby. And that's how I refer to her. When she says I was the oops baby, I'm like, no, you were my miracle baby.
I was a honeymoon baby.
Classic.
Yeah.
That's
Married in 97, having in 98, boy.
That's amazing.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, so 3. Got it.
Hold on. What's the verdict for you? I mean, you're the one that's got to do it.
I definitely want at least 2. I don't want to have just 1.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, this I know, by the way. I'm just reiterate for the audience.
Oh, for the audience. Max 3. I just don't want to have more than 3 kids. That sounds very overwhelming.
I know. I just feel like two kids and two like parents is just very.
It's comfortable.
I don't know. I'm used to the way we grew up, and I don't know. Mm-hmm. I just feel like having three kids, like three siblings, is
and
just,
I
like,
have
more
one
lit.
Sibling, so it's like I'm fine with that.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
The reason I say we'll see what happens is because I don't know how it's going to affect me.
Yeah, that's the most important.
So, like, if I'm like, I can't go through it again, if it's just like traumatizing, you know, then I probably
you've
won't
always
want
said
to do
this,
it,
but what
I'll
if
do it
you're
twice.
You're a tough bitch, and like, what if you? Like,
I might
just pop them out. Like,
I'm
it's easy.
Like, yeah, maybe.
It's like candy.
Maybe.
Then I'll send someone six.
I know it's not. I know
I
it's
think
not,
the but. Pregnancy will be not that hard for me. I think the birth process is going to.
Really?
Be
I was
going to
say
me.
The opposite. No, I think you'll I be think... throwing up, getting cravings, cramps, all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but that's
and then,
like, doable.
When the day comes, like, you're going to have so much adrenaline and like hype, they're not even going to think about it.
I don't know. I'm not very good with pain.
Yeah, you are.
Really?
When it matters.
Is it funny how people have different perspectives of you?
When it matters. And, like, you're not going to be able to see anything. I feel like you don't, like, obviously, gore, blood, like, any of that.
I'm really scared of my vagina right
you're
into my butthole.
You're going to be looking at the ceiling.
They'll
you're
do
not
it
going to know what's
did you know that can happen, babe?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. I'm just covering my own ass because I don't want to be like, yes, three. Literally. And then, literally. And then, well, who knows? Maybe if we have an emergency C-section and then I'll have to have C-sections and then I'll be like, well, fuck it. Let's just do it. I don't know. Who knows? I'm just covering myself in case the first two are difficult and I don't want to.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with two. But definitely, even if the first one is awfully traumatic, I will still have another one. Mark my words.
Yeah.
That I will do. But three, we'll see. How do you manage your time?
I manage my time mostly by using a task managing app. I live by it. It's so helpful. When I'm not using it, I'm not as productive. It's called TickTick, not sponsored, and not it's not TikTok. It's TickTick.
Not to be confused.
The logo is like a little check mark, and I've been using it for years. It's so helpful, but I know Liz is the same way. She's that calendar app. We actually put you on that calendar app too, right?
Tiny calendar.
Yeah, but it doesn't work for me the same because
see,
I'm not busy.
Use TickTick. I'm telling
it's,
you.
It's not. No, but you go know what app. Really works for me is my note section. Like, I love my note section.
Yeah, no,
like,
that's even, classic. Yeah.
And it's, I'm notorious. Like, when I used to write my notes, if I went shopping and something wasn't on my list, I'd write it just to cross it off. I do the same thing on the app too because yeah. It gives me satisfaction. You 100%. Know, it's like, oh, I didn't. Write milk, but I need milk, so I'm going to put milk and then check off that I got the milk.
Even with the app, like, if there's something major that I forgot to, like, write down that day,
write
like,
it
I'll
down,
write it
check
down
it off.
And check
yes,
it off.
It's,
yeah.
It, that's, it makes you have that feeling of, like, I did shit.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's another thing that we're similar about.
Hmm.
Just the way we operate. Like, we both have a checklist every single day.
That's
like,
what I'm
not
saying.
A lot of people do that.
That's what I'm saying.
And
we
it,
operate,
that,
like very similarly.
Freaks me out, the thought that, like, people wake up and, like, don't have a list. Of what they need to do that day. Like, how do you do or remember anything?
Well, I think, can I say, as a person who doesn't have a list, who doesn't do that, when I was working...
She's like, can I advocate?
an outside job? That's what it is. That's the difference.
Well, that's what
you
I was
guys are
too.
In charge of your own lives and your careers and everything else, so you guys have to have that list. You have to have... You know, when you work for somebody, you go into work, you punch a card... That list is already there for you. They're
right.
Like, you have to get 100%. this, and that done today. So it's sort of already there.
Mm-hmm.
But I've said it a million times. I could never do what you guys do, like be in charge and like.
But I'm like, then what about like after work? Like if you need to go to the grocery store or if you need to like, I write down like shower.
But that's because you have 9 million things
like,
that you're doing.
Make sure you eat lunch. Like, get ready. Like, I'll put shit in order so that I know what to do with my day.
I think mom's spot. Sorry, what were you saying?
I was just going to say, I'll sit there and stare at my, like, to-do list and be like, what do I do now?
Yeah.
So the night before, I always put a list of, like, what to do in what order.
I think mom's spot on. It wouldn't matter if
yeah,
you
just
had...
go to work and then you do whatever you want.
Yeah.
But you also, I mean, sense. When you work, you still have to come home and go grocery shopping and cook dinner
100%,
and do laundry,
yeah,
and clean
that's
the
a
house
grind.
And like take the kids there and here and there. So yes,
that's
you still
thing.
Have
kids
to.
Kids are huge.
Yeah, so we still kind of have to have it, but not as detailed as you guys. Mm-hmm. Like
I can't even fathom with the amount of activities that I did as a kid. how much running around you had to do. I think about everything.
How about the shoe trains? Like, I mean, yeah, just the shoe trains.
No, but remember, like, even younger, like karate and camp and swimming lessons and all that crap.
You remember your swimming lessons? I do. You were youngin'. Wow.
Where was that? What
that
town?
That was in...
I always think about that and I can't put my finger
on it. Lake Grove. Like, by that...
Oh, it was deep.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Interesting. Yeah, I remember those swimming lessons.
Did you have a to-do list back then?
No.
We didn't have phones back then. We didn't have a calendar?
Like, how do you remember appointments and things to bring the kids to?
I was young.
I was young. I forgot to do the graphic yesterday because I didn't write it down.
I was young and I was, I don't know. I don't think I really ever had a list.
Wow. Yeah. I have a daily list. I have a week to do work list. I have a week to do personal list.
Wow.
I have, and I have, and I, whatever's on my list is in my calendar too. I check it off both.
Wow.
I'm cuckoo.
You're busy.
But it's fine because it works. It satisfies me.
Like, I think that's what it comes down to. Like, you just got to find something that works for you.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. A system.
Okay, Zane, what's y'all's most memorable date?
Aw.
First one that comes to mind, what?
I just want to know what you're going to say because I just one popped into my head.
The first one that came to mind as soon as you said that was when we went to New York City and we did the helicopter trip.
Aww. For our anniversary?
Yeah.
That was cute. Aww.
That's like, I don't know, I feel like I remember that very vividly.
Mm-hmm.
What was yours, Alyssa?
No, actually, it's not something... maybe. This is going to be a full circle moment. Maybe you don't remember it until I say it.
Okay.
This was before we even lived together here.
Okay.
We randomly just went and walked around Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh, yeah.
For hours, looking at all the home stuff. Oh, being like, oh, that. one day, like, looking at all the stuff. And it was, like, the funnest... We were both like, that was so fun. We didn't buy anything.
See, but that's so
cute.
We just
walked around Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah, that was very, organic. Wholesome. Yeah. Thank you. That's the word.
Organic,
like,
is a good word.
An expensive helicopter around Manhattan versus...
Which was great. Don't
let's
get me
walk
wrong.
Around Bed Bath & Beyond. You know, it's crazy how...
Yeah.
That's so cute.
Because that was like... I don't know what the word is, but it was kind of like improv, like going there.
Impromptu.
Like, yeah. Like it wasn't like... Oh, on, you know, tomorrow we should go to Bed Bath & Beyond. I don't know what we were doing originally, but it was
and
like...
walk around for hours.
Let's just walk in, yeah. Aww. Wound up spending hours there.
Yeah, I remember looking at the things that you put in the shower and you pump the shampoo out. We were like, oh, that's really cool. Yeah. That's and I feel like, I remember leaving. We were like, oh, that was fun.
It's so funny because we were like, what, like 19 probably doing that? Like, what 19-year-olds do that?
Probably younger.
That's so funny.
Cute. I don't remember. Well, that's the first one that popped into my head, but obviously we've had a lot of memorable days. The other one that popped into my head is when we did an adventure challenge and we went and we got every course of the meal at a different place. That was fun. We got an appetizer somewhere.
Yeah, we got to
do another adventure challenge. A lot of them say in the hot weather, so we should do one. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sorry. Thoughts on weed? Somebody asked.
Oh, sorry. I forgot to mention the question. Yeah. Weed's cool. It's legal here in New York. I personally don't love the way it makes me feel, so I don't smoke.
Yeah, same.
I much prefer to have a nice cocktail.
That's another thing we agree on.
Yeah. But it's cool.
Yeah.
Especially for, you know, people that like it.
Mm-hmm.
Go for it, man.
Yeah.
I have no retribution about it.
Like Not for us, but no judgment on those.
Sometimes it could be cool, depending on the scenario.
Cool.
But, like, yeah, like, sometimes I can see him, like, oh, yeah, like, weed would be fire here, as opposed to a cocktail. But for the most part, no. Because you know what happens? I just want to go to sleep.
Yeah, fuck that.
And it's like, I don't want to tap out of the night too early.
Mm-hmm. And it makes you anxious. No thanks.
Everything makes you anxious, though. For me, like...
No, weed is... known to make people anxious, no?
I think it's just like coffee, though. Like, if you have
or I suppose a calm
anxiousness.
Anxiety?
Yeah. But no, weed makes people anxious and paranoid sometimes, depending on, you know.
Aren't there, like, different strains that do different
That's
things?
The other
I
problem.
Think, like, one's, like, mellow, one's,
Mom, there's so many, not so many, because I didn't really smoke that much, but there's been times where, like, I'll smoke a certain type of strain or something. Like, that's the thing. Like, before... This is going to sound bad. Before it was
Legal.
Okay. Yeah, okay, fine. Before it was legal, it's like whatever you got, you just got. You know what I mean? And like sometimes I would just feel incredible. Like I remember there was one time where I felt like energetic but calm and just so loose and like it was great, right? And then there's been other times where it'll just knock me out. And I know there's like strains like sativa and indica, but then it goes deeper than that. And it's like if I just have some liquor, like I'm going to feel the same every time. You know yeah. what I mean? Like it's just easier that way. I would say now that it's like legal and you can go to a store and maybe get like the same one every time, it's just not for me at the end of the day. Like I don't need to like force it.
I don't think I like being calmed down.
But that's the thing. Not everyone makes you calm though. Right. Like,
no, I'll never forget over so quarantine because Imani had asked me 100 times and I finally did.
And you sat the whole time just denying that you were high. Yeah, that was hilarious.
First of all, I don't like it because I don't like how it makes me cough. I fucking hate that. It's uncomfortable. And I feel like I can't catch my breath. And I feel like it's never going to end. Obviously, I just don't know how to smoke. Mm-hmm. So that's another reason. But I'll never forget. I was in the kitchen and I was just standing by the pantry with it open. And he walked in. He's like, Liz, you got the munchies. I'm like this. I'm like, I'm fine. I'm just hungry. And I remember like not feeling able to open my eyes. I didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
My eyes just felt like really heavy. Like I couldn't keep them open.
Yeah.
I don't like it. But I'm also a grandma. Everyone tells me, so it's fine. Okay, next.
Okay, Zane. Oh, both of you. Favorite part of the new house?
That's a really good one. There's a lot to choose, to be honest. For me, what sold me on the house was, funny enough, when I went upstairs and I saw that there was a whole section upstairs. Like, to me, I was like, wow, this is crazy. But honestly,
the house that keeps on giving.
Yes, that's how it felt. You know, even in the basement, like, there was all these areas that I'm like, wow, like, there's so much stuff. There's so much room, you know? It felt really, really... But I was telling Liz this too last night, actually, after watching with the house shows. I feel like there's some houses that are so big and grand and yeah, it's really cool and it could be really aesthetically pleasing, but having that cozy feeling is so important. And I feel like this house has that feeling, but there also is like a good amount of space at the same time.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm going to say the basement, but I also did really like how you went upstairs and there was still like a lot of room up there. It wasn't just a loft. Like I was expecting it to just be like a loft. Like you open that door and it was just like a little hangout area, and then I turned the corner and I was like, whoa, there's a whole other floor up here.
Yeah.
But I'm going to pick the basement because it's vibey. It's like a huge, like, man cave-esque type cozy thing.
And Alyssa Rose?
My mind always goes to the laundry room. I don't know why.
It is really
laundry,
cool.
Laundry slash pantry, that is very cool. I mean, that literally is like a dream, right? Not to have it in the basement, yeah. Like just to have it
on the same floor as your bedroom, just roll the stuff over.
Do you remember when we toured that one house? I said, I was like, oh, we need to have a laundry room on the same floor. And I only wound up getting it.
Yeah. So. But I'm excited about everything about the house, which is why I feel like we know it's a good fit. Like, I'm excited for the living room. I'm excited. Yeah. The kitchen. Zane and I stayed up last night just on Pinterest looking at house pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just so excited to, like, renovate the kitchen how we want. And I'm excited for our bedroom and to make the closet a room. Like, there's just so many things that I'm excited for. The backyard. Like, so many things.
I just love the layout of the house.
Yeah.
More than anything.
The basement's going to be so nice.
Yeah.
I'm excited to have more space.
That'd be sick.
Yeah. We can answer this one.
Okay.
Do you feel pressured to propose, and do you wish everyone, she said, including Alyssa,
mm-hmm.
would quit mentioning it?
You mention it?
Exactly. Thank you.
No. I don't feel pressured.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys are true fans, Alyssa and I have said this a million times.
Yeah.
We were saving up for a house. Guys, you need to have a lot of money to buy a house.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's especially on Long Island.
Especially on Long Island. And
for what we wanted.
We're not millionaires, so you have to be smart with your finances. Alyssa and I have always said, like, a house is more important than anything else.
Yeah.
we said earlier on the episode, we have open communication. Mm-hmm. So it's not like she's like, oh, yeah, I want a house. But then secretly deep down, she's like, oh, no, I want to get engaged first. No.
Actually, if you proposed with a really expensive ring before we got a house, I'd be like, what the fuck?
Like, how dare you? We have priorities.
I'm because that could be some of our down payment, dude.
Well, because we had an honest conversation about it.
Yeah. No.
So we've said multiple times, whether it's in a YouTube vlog or wherever, that we wanted to buy a house first. Yep. And now that we have the house, obviously, I'm in a position to propose now.
Yeah.
So that's I don't feel any pressure. I mean, I will say this. It definitely, like, see, it's weird because we've been together for so long, but we're also so young.
Yeah.
So it's a little weird. Like, when we're going to hit 9 years in October.
Yeah.
That's like, whoa, you went 9 years and you didn't propose. Yeah. But it's like, well, we're also 15. For the most of it, we're teenagers. I'm still only 23. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But, yeah, now that we have a house, I feel like it's an even playing field. Like, now I can actually, you know, start. Well, not start, because I just started already. But, like, I could finalize it.
Yeah. And I think, like, we're so past that stage of, like, yeah, it's going to be cool and fun and whatever, but it's not going to make a big difference in, like, we're already committed. Committed, exactly. You know, like, you're not going nowhere.
Ain't nothing more committal than a freaking house.
Than a house, exactly. Like, that's way more
that's just the way we work, though. Like, speaking about earlier on when we're talking about like our dynamic, we just know, like, yeah, I've been married to her for like 6 years in my head already. Right, you know what I mean? Right, like, it's that's just the way we are.
Yeah, it's not a commitment issue. It's just our life plans.
Right. Yeah, like we collectively agreed that it'd be smarter to just use our money towards a house since that was a main goal first, and then do the proposal after.
Yeah, and like, once you propose to, we're probably not gonna have a wedding for a good amount of time too.
Yeah, see, all that shit just costs so much money.
Exactly. So, like, whatever's important to us, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. And by the way, I wasn't saying that in a bad way. It was just, like, we prioritized the house above those first, so that's what I'm saying. Like, we wanted to make sure that we allocated money there first.
100%.
Okay, well, kind of going off of that, something that you're most looking forward to about becoming parents together.
She said no.
So now you
no
have
rush.
A house, talked engagement. How about kids? What are you most looking forward to?
I have an answer.
Go first, because I have to think about this.
I'm just looking forward to see a version of, like, both of us.
That's so weird to think about.
We talk about it all the time, about how crazy it is that there's going to be a little human, and it's going to be half me and half him. That's fucking crazy to think about. Like, we created that human, and it's both of us in that human.
That's mind-blowing to think about.
But other than that, I'm just excited to do, like, activities together and, like,
the 3 a.m. feedings, the changing of the diapers.
No, I'm not excited for that. I'm excited to just, like, I don't know. I love the little age where, like, they can walk and you can hold their hand. Oh, I love seeing little families like that. Like, I'm like, oh, my God, like, bring them to Target with us. Like, so I love that little stage. So, I don't know. I'm just excited to, like, just do it together in general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree with you. I'm excited to, like, number one, have a version of me and you. Like, that's crazy to think about. It's going to be, like, literally
a
50-50 combo.
Human being.
Hell yeah. And then, yeah, I'm just excited to, I guess, like, go through the whole process of raising, you know, your child.
Human.
Because it's, like, your whole life changes, and now it's, you know, all revolved around them, and all your decisions are revolving that. So it's, like, a lot. It's, like, a whole shift. And it's, like, me and you, it's, in a way, it's, like, adding another dynamic to our relationship. Like, you know, we have cats, but they kind of take care of themselves. It's not really a thing. But, like, I don't know. It's going to be really interesting to have a new, how do I say it? Like, a new part of our relationship. Yeah, like, a new chapter.
Yeah. And this might sound, like, a little conceited, too, but I don't know. I'm just excited to, like, raise them with, like, good morals, good values, you know? Like, raise them to be, like, like-minded like us. And I feel like we'll raise good humans in this world, good people.
Yeah, I like to think so.
Yeah.
So that's we got the help of our amazing parents. They're going to help us, right, Mom?
Yeah, of course. I'll be here.
Because you guys and Alyssa's parents did a pretty good job. I do say so myself.
I mean, Anne-Marie and I can pat each other on the back a little bit. Like, damn, we did that.
What do you and I argue most about?
What do we argue most about?
I wish there was like a whiteboard that Alyssa could write her answer and show me. And then like, 1, 2, 3.
What do we argue most about?
I actually don't have a super clear cut answer in my head.
Neither do I. I feel like every time
that's
we argue,
such a wonderful thing.
No,
by
but
the way.
It's always
it's stupid,
stupid
shit,
right?
Little shit.
Yeah,
that doesn't that's... matter. Or like, you know what it has been lately? Like when I say lately, I'd say like within the last year or so. One of us will say something that just comes off the wrong way, mm-hmm. and it's like, yo, what the fuck? You know, like, what was that about? But then it's always like, oh, my bad. Like, I'm just cranky. Mm-hmm. So then it just gets dissolved really quick. But there's not one thing that comes to my mind. It's always, like, just dumb little bickerments that don't matter.
Mm-hmm. That's you know? So great, though, because that's I feel the same thing with ever. I feel like we don't ever argue about anything
stuff.
Important. Yeah. It's always the little nitpicking shit. And to be in a relationship that you could sit here like you two are going, oh, we really don't argue about anything. I think that's like so great
mm-hmm.
that you don't argue. You don't have major disagreements over anything of real value. You know,
yeah.
I think that's so important.
Yeah.
So, so important. 100%. That's why
yeah.
you guys are going to do well. That's why you guys are doing well.
Aww,
that's why
you...
No, seriously. Think about it. Like, it's important.
Yeah, it's always 100%. Just silly shit.
Yeah.
Is there anything that comes to mind for you?
If we went back, like, maybe a year or two ago, was, like, our sleeping schedules we would argue about. Because, like, I'm a morning person, you're not. You're a night owl. So, but I think that we've kind of got a system down and your lifestyle has changed and everything. So, I think that we haven't really... thought about that in a really long time.
Yeah, I think that
it's not even like a fight. It's like we would just like get into these disagreements, try to hash it out.
Yeah, I think it's just about compromise at the end of the day.
Right, and I think we've reached that level now.
Yeah.
And now it's just like, fuck, can you put your fucking laundry away for the fifth day in a row?
Mm-hmm.
Like stupid shit.
Yeah, I'm not good at putting laundry away.
Yeah, at least he admits it.
I hate doing laundry.
But now I have a laundry room. Watch them be like putting your shit away for you.
I was
going
to say, like, I like
care.
To think that it's going to be helpful, but I don't know. I'm just not
it's
good
nice
with laundry.
To say it at least, right? Mm-hmm. And like maybe be hopeful about it.
Mm-hmm.
What scares you in life?
Damn.
Oceans.
Vecna. No, I'm just kidding.
What?
The villain from Stranger Things.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. What scares me in life? This is a tough one. What scares me in life? I would say something like... Oh, I know what scares me in life.
Mm.
Losing a loved one.
Mm.
That's terrifying.
Same. Same.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to go through a real dark path.
Oh, yeah.
Even a cat, dude.
Me too.
I am scared.
Yeah, I'm scared of them.
You know, I realized with having a conversation with Aaliyah lately, because she says the same thing. She's like, it's going to sound bad, but she's almost said like she can't, that sounds horrible to say, like she can't wait to experience it. But
I know
she
you mean.
Says that she thinks she is the way she is with not being so sympathetic, empathetic,
same.
Whatever you want to say,
same.
Because she's never had to deal with anything.
Same.
Like, her nail popping off can be, like, so traumatic to her. I forgot what the hell she said last night, and I'm like, I cannot believe that you're saying that's so traumatic, you know? But I think that it is. I think that it's having something so grand happen is definitely life-changing.
You've walked in other people's shoes.
Yeah. I think it's
yeah.
definitely
well, can I
eye-opening
say
and...
I'm not trying to brag or say that, like, I'm better for this, right? But, like, I can literally put myself, like, I feel like I have a really good imagination. And I can really think about what it's like for someone close to me to die. To the point where, like, I'll make myself cry at night.
Oh, I cry if I think about one of the cats dying.
Yeah. But, like, I feel like that alone is enough for me to, like, cherish that that's not reality. As opposed to, like...
Just don't think about it.
Oh my god, like the thought of Bella.
No, it's super sad. Super
baby.
Sad.
Baby, I literally am gonna cry.
No, don't cry. Okay. She's here. Bella, come here.
Bella! Don't die ever.
So yeah, that's my answer. That's a heavy one, but you asked a heavy question.
I would agree. Did Benji just throw up?
No.
He's like, I'll take down your emotions real quick. What's your favorite non-sexual thing about each other? The thing that you love about each other. I don't mind. Your patience.
I was going to say, I feel like this kind of is like the other question where we talk about, like, I'll answer it again. Just like our dynamic and the way, I mean, you have very similar morals and values and ways of doing things.
Yeah.
Because it's just like amazing. I don't know. I'll even talk to like just people and just like when I hear how people operate in their relationships, like if it works for them, amazing. Great. Like no, I have no problem with that, obviously. You know, I just want people to be happy. But like for me.
You mean you don't want to, like, intrude on people's lives and give your opinion and judge them on it? You mean you're not, like, a typical person right now? I mean, my God.
Absolutely not. But when I hear how certain people do things, I'm just like, wow, like, if this was like that, like, we wouldn't be
right. By people that don't know where their partner is.
There's, like, little things like that. Like, yeah, people can just go.
They don't tell their partner where they're going.
Where they're going.
What?
And just will come home whenever, and it's like.
What?
Yeah, stuff that we would never be able to tolerate.
Absolutely not.
Like, yeah, we're on the same wavelength. So,
okay. If you weren't doing music, what would be your next best thing?
I wasn't doing music. This is a loaded question because it depends on a lot of different things, right? If we're saying if I never, because I started making music when I was, what, like 12? Mm-hmm. If I never was making music then and I just like never discovered it, I'd probably
be a tennis pro.
Yeah, or I would have loved to go pro. But like also realistically when I was that young, I didn't want, like, I hated it, you know, but I think part of that was because I found music, whatever. Yeah, for the sake of this hypothetical question, I would say something with tennis, professional, like preferably if I made it to the professional level. You know, or if that wasn't an option, like if it was like tomorrow I wake up and nothing is happening. Well, I'm already kind of teaching tennis, so I don't know. We'll go with that.
Can I brag
something
a second?
With tennis?
Because it came up on my memory. I think I shared it with you. Oh, maybe I did. Maybe I didn't. When Zane was 12 years old, he was first singles player on a boys' varsity tennis team.
I was 12.
You were 12 when you were.
Oh my! I was 12 year old playing high school tennis.
Yeah. He was in middle school playing high school tennis, and it was so funny because like some of the people he would play were like 5'11", and here's like little teeny tiny Zane, and he would whoop their ass, you know.
That is hysterical.
It was crazy. And you had to play. 12. Remember the kid? You had to play, challenge him to play first singles. He was ginormous.
Mm-hmm.
So it was crazy. I kind of felt bad too, and Zane was like, "I don't feel bad. I earned the spot."
That's hysterical.
That happened when I watched one of your matches recently. He, like, destroyed the guy. I was like, I kind of feel bad for him. It's like, why?
Okay, so something with tennis.
Yeah.
Okay.
Going off of that, would you ever venture into a different genre of music?
Yeah, I do all the time. I just don't put it in the public. But, like, I mean, for public, I've ghost produced pop songs. I mean, I made Alyssa's songs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all, like, pop music.
Mm-hmm.
I make hip-hop beats. Make other genres of EDM. So, yeah. My main project, though, is all based around EDM, but I know how to make everything. And I have, like, ghostwritten and ghost-produced other genres as well.
Oh my God, you ghost-produce you.
You guys will never know.
How did you know Alyssa was the one at such a young age, and the love that you have for her is amazing?
Well, I'm going to say that I didn't know right away. You know, I think that what happened was, obviously, like, we got together when we were, like, super young teenagers, and when you're that age, like, having a girlfriend or having a crush is, like, the world. Like, that's all that matters, you
just
know?
Just everything else disappears.
Yeah.
It's, like, friends, school, everything
literally
just disappears.
Yeah. So what happened was, I think just over the years, as we got more serious and spent more time together and just grew up and matured, it just became more and more like, damn, like, this is my soulmate kind of a thing. But I don't think it was like a, you know, we got together and I'm like, oh my God, this is my soulmate. We got together and I was like, damn, like, I don't want to not, I want to be with you every second type thing. But I think like over the years is when you really start to realize like, yeah, like, you're my soulmate, you know?
That's so sweet.
Also, fun fact, the day that we started like, quote unquote, like becoming friends, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That night that we like hung out, we both went home and texted each other at the same exact time, the same exact message.
Yeah.
We gloss over that a lot.
Yeah, that's pretty freaking crazy.
Right? I texted him Zane in capitals with a bunch of heart emojis, and he texted me Alyssa with a bunch of heart emojis.
That's wild to think about.
Both in caps. Fate. It's a different color heart.
Wow.
I think yours was blue and mine was red.
Probably.
That's but crazy. We literally texted each other that night at the same time. So we both felt the sparks.
Mm-hmm.
That's so
crazy. Awesome. Who do you look up to the most?
Who do I look up to the most? nobody in particular. I get inspired by everybody a little bit, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. It could be, you know, it can be even like a random, like if there's a guy and I see him making pizza at a pizzeria, but he's doing it with like so much passion. He's really good at it and he's quick and energetic. Like that's inspiring to me. You know, it could be people that are at the top of their field. If we're talking tennis, it could be guys like Federer or Djokovic. If we're talking music, it can be guys like, in my field, at least like Tiesto, Martin Garrix, like all these guys, I feel like there's some level of inspiration to take away. But it's not one guy. Like there's not one person that I look up to, which is also good because side note, this is just the way I feel. I feel like everybody is just a culmination of their inspiration. Or yeah, everybody is a culmination of their inspiration. So when you're inspired by a bunch of little different things across the board,
you're I just think a well-rounded person. That makes you become
yes,
like...
Yes, thank you. But I don't want to say that, but like, because I don't want to sound like arrogant. But yeah, I just feel like it...
He's not going to sound arrogant. I think that really makes, you know, if you only focused on one thing, you know?
Yeah, like I don't want to be a carbon copy of Federer, or I don't want to be a carbon copy of Martin Garrix and just get inspired by one person. Also because there's things that they probably do that I don't agree with, or, mm-hmm. or you know? So it's just like you get inspired
Take
by a bunch
bit.
Of different
yeah.
little things, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think that's a great answer.
Yeah, thank you.
More house stuff. The number one thing about owning a home with Alyssa that you're most excited about, different than the apartment.
The amount space. Of space.
Like, it's gonna be... answered that. I'm sorry. I'm
no,
like,
no, but you're magical, right. It's going to be crazy. Like over the years, we've, you know, had Airbnb rentals and, you know, different situations like that where we get like a little preview of what it's like to have a house. And the fact that we were able to get an obtainable dream home is like, and we're going to, it's going to be ours, and we're going to have to do our daily lives. Yeah. Like within that space is like crazy to me. It's so awesome.
That's amazing.
I almost went to the intro.
What's popping, everybody? Welcome back to A Girl and.
Wait, stop. You're already making more editing for her. Okay, chop.
Wait, no, keep that in there.
Okay, we'll keep it in there. Welcome, well, the continued version.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome back, everybody. Something happened with the mics, and we couldn't salvage the last 20 minutes of this episode. So, hi, here we are on another day, and we're going to continue and finish off this episode for you guys.
Let's get it, baby.
Let's get it. So, the last question that we ended off on was what we're most excited about owning the new house. We said space, etc. And I began to tell a funny story, and then...
And then it went downhill.
Yeah, it pooped on us. The funny story was not even that funny, but I was just saying how the other day, what, is this not working again?
No, no, you're good. No,
okay. Panic mode.
No, we're all good in the hood.
Okay.
We're chilling.
Okay. He basically was like, oh yeah, I'm excited for like having to like fix like things and be like a homeowner. Obviously we don't want horrible things to go wrong, but to be able to just like deal with daily house problems and be like, oh, like I don't know, what's a daily house problem?
The light I wouldn't bulb. Say, yeah, I wouldn't say daily, but like, yeah, little things that happen that aren't a pain in the butt to fix. So, for example, like, obviously, we don't want the basement to get flooded or the roof to cave in, like, nothing crazy. But I was saying things like when we have to set up the Wi-Fi for the first time, like, that's going to be fun. Yeah. And like, you know, me, I'm a nerd. So, like, if we set up, like, I think I want to get a mesh network. So it will help, like, the Wi-Fi be strong in the whole entire house. You know, cool light bulbs, LED, maybe they're linked to our phone or the Google Home like it is here. Mm-hmm. Like, little things like that. And we're obviously lucky enough where we lived on our own for, what is it, 3 years now? Have we been living together?
3.5?
It's been a while, but the point is that we learned a lot. Like,
I think we're moving near our 4-year date.
Really?
Of living. Yeah, because we moved in October.
Wow. So, yeah, I mean, yeah. We learned a lot, though. We learned that, you know, we've experienced a lot here. When flooded, when things go wrong, and obviously we have the help of DIY Dad, never, of course.
Yeah.
But,
lifesavers.
Yeah, it's super helpful to have experienced all that. Because now when we move, it's not that foreign. Like, we're just in a bigger space. Like, we know how to live together.
Yeah. It's not like we lived in a building where they did everything for us.
Yeah, or even, like, I was thinking about this. I feel like there's people that they just move into a house for the first time together. Like, that's their first time living together in a house.
Right.
It's like, we have that experience. So I feel like it's not going to be that different.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm very excited.
Okay. Next.
Zane.
Yeah.
What do you most admire about List?
List?
Sorry. List.
It's because I make lists all the time. I'll take it.
I'm literally trying to do my extra name. I'm doing my favorites. So.
Are you right now? I could tell you were doing something else. We're recording the next episode right after this, and we need our monthly favorites, and she's doing them right now.
Wow, you guys are really getting, like, the raw of us.
She's like, shit, let me go back to Instagram. Okay, go ahead. Tell me what you admire about me, please.
I think you did the hair flip last time.
I think she did, right? She did. Like, I think she did.
Tell me more.
Okay, today, my favorite quality is...
It's how you're a fucking sassy bitch.
Oh my. I just fell back in my chair. Oh my good.
Listen, sometimes
this is a nice hot mess. No, in all seriousness, my favorite quality about you is your work ethic. I think a lot of people... that I meet and I know, they're just not like Lissy Poo. I know. I really admire that.
Some people said on, some people cringed. But it was cute.
Nah, in all seriousness, I do admire that you're an extremely hard worker. And it's also inspiring for me because we're in a similar line of work where we're our own boss. We control our own destiny. So to see how hard you work is always inspiring for me, and I like that we can bounce off of each other as opposed to just not having that.
Aww.
I like that the person closest to me and the one I spend the most time with is also an inspiration, and that helps me a lot.
Thank you. What?
Yeah.
I realized what the clicking was.
What?
You, with your hands. You're doing it right now.
Wait, what am I doing?
You're moving the wire?
No, he's going.
Am I?
As you're talking.
Oh, he's hitting the table?
Yeah. Yo, my bad.
Hands the under the table.
No, at least
I'll
now
just sit on them.
No, like, but I'm sitting here and I'm paying attention over here and I'm hearing it and I'm like, what the fuck? And I see Zane's hand.
So it wasn't my fidget cube. My fidget cube is safe.
Guys, I don't know about you, but when I'm talking and especially like telling a story or answering, like I need to do something. Like whenever I'm on the phone, ask Liz, I'm like pacing around the house.
Oh my God. Like, screaming. Mind
okay,
you.
I'm screaming. But
I bet mom hears you upstairs.
It's like, I need
hey,
to think.
Hey, John, how's it going? Oh, nothing much, man. How
baby,
are you?
You're so loud. Look at the recording. You're so loud.
Yeah, thank you. Now oh you know my goodness. Pain when you're walking around on the damn phone.
Yeah, no, I think that's common. People like to pace or like if I'm talking, like pace. I need to like, you know.
Probably
maybe I have ADHD. I don't
know.
Do I have ADHD, mom?
Nothing.
Do I ever get diagnosed? All right. Anyway.
All right, Zane.
Yeah.
What made you choose the career path that you are doing right now?
What made me choose it was when I was young, I was super involved with tennis every single day of my life. Mom can vouch for that. And it got to the point where I was sick of it. That was supposed to be my career path. I found making music. And that was something that I had a lot of fun doing every single day as a kid. And eventually I got to a point where I can do it professionally. I got really good at it. And I loved it so much And yeah, I was lucky enough to make it my career path, but it started off as a hobby that I just did when I was a little kid. And I was, yeah, again, lucky enough to make it into a career path. So yeah.
Nice.
Very nice.
See, I don't remember if we answered this question already. What room are you most excited about in the new house?
No, we didn't. Go ahead.
Okay. My brain goes to laundry room.
That's
mm-hmm.
beautiful. I love your laundry room.
I love the whole house, but I'm excited for the basement, and I'm excited to have our bathroom in the bedroom.
Oh, you know what that's I was thinking about today?
What?
I can keep my makeup in the other bathroom that's on the first floor so that you can use the bathroom, and I can still get ready in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
Or I might have a place for my vanity. Who knows? But yeah, for some reason, my brain goes to the laundry room. I'm just very excited for that because it's also a pantry, too, so that's kind of nice. It's just like a luxury. And then also, the living room is just a vibe. And it's just a vibe. It's just like, I can just see all of our family hanging out there. We're going to have our Christmas there. Like, it's just going to be a great hangout spot. The basement's also a vibe. Just everything.
I know. We got lucky.
Yeah. And, oh, the closet room. We're making one of the rooms a closet. That I'm very excited about, too. That was a lot of answers, but those are my answers.
So, you love every room in your house.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially.
Yeah, that's how you know it's good.
Perfect.
That's how you know we want it. I love it.
Sane, how tall are you?
6'3". No, I'm 5'8". Average height.
Nothing wrong with that.
I know.
Thank you.
I just wish I was taller for sports purposes. I'd have a massive serve if I was taller.
Mm.
But it's all good. Still have a big serve.
What are your goals now that you have a house?
I would say the obvious answer is to pay it off quick.
Yep.
I feel like
more money, work harder, furnish it, pay off our mortgage shorter than 30 years.
And you know what? You made a good point last night. You were like, we really have to make an effort, though, to enjoy it. Because, like, this has been such a dream of ours.
Mm-hmm.
And now that we have it, like, of course, we're going to want to work hard and pay it off quick and et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to enjoy it. You know, we got a great backyard, a great house. Yeah. Like, we have to make sure that, you know, we live in the moment and really soak it in.
Yeah, I told him yesterday. I'm like, we can just, like, wake up and just, like, fucking lay in the pool.
Yeah.
As we should, because we're paying a lot of money for it. So, like, let's enjoy the shit out of the whole house.
Absolutely.
Also, I would say, like, goals, which we've briefly talked about, but goals, like, years and years and years, like, after kids, after they grow up a little bit, love to have, like, a little vacation condo or something in Florida that we can, like, Airbnb / like, go for a weekend if we wanted to, like, escape in the cold or whatever.
You know, it's funny. My barber was actually talking about that.
Yeah.
When we were talking about the house and stuff, and he was saying that he would love to get a condo in Florida.
Yeah, just like it's like said. An investment. You can rent it out. You can go visit if you want. Your family can go stay there. It's just like a nice thing to have.
Yeah.
So that's definitely a goal, too, down the line.
All right, Zane.
Yeah?
Well, for the last question about what's your favorite thing about Alyssa, what's your biggest pet peeve about Alyssa?
I would say...
I can't believe we lost all of this.
Baby, it's all good.
I was sad about it. It was fine.
It's all good. My biggest pet peeve with Liz is, I think last time I said, well, I'm saying last time as if there's multiple. The only real thing is sometimes she's a little impatient / gets overwhelmed easily. And that sometimes will result in small bickerments because maybe I'm like, baby, like, what the hell? I don't deserve the attitude. And she's like, we got to be quicker. You got to, like, tell a story faster. Or, you know, if sometimes, like, she'll just get snippy really quick and she's like, well, I'm overwhelmed. I got a lot going on. But it's small little things like that. But she's raising her hand. Go ahead.
I want to defend myself.
Yeah, of course. Go ahead. I'm also saying, wait, real quick. It's not a bad thing, baby. It's all good.
A pet peeve is not necessarily a good thing, but.
True.
But what I will say is I do admit that sometimes I lose patience. I get overwhelmed, I get snippy, 100%. But I will say that you have now developed a stigma that whenever I ask a question a little too quickly or a little too loudly, you think I'm being snippy when I'm just that kind of person. That's, you know, sometimes talks a little fast and like asks a question really quick. And you're like, whoa, 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 calm down. And I'm like, and then when you tell somebody to calm down, you're like, what the fuck you mean calm down? I'm just asking you a question. So sometimes we have like miscommunication in that sense.
Oh, this
are
is going to get...
Why are you looking at me? I know. Don't look at me. I am not getting reeled into this
I
at
know.
All.
I'm just looking at the audience because this is going to get spicy.
Oh.
Come on.
Wait, should I just leave?
My argument
call me back
to
when
this
is
now.
Over, okay? All right,
let's.
Can we just keep the last
joking.
Episode where his
I'm
mic does not
joking.
Have sound?
Oh, it's better if I'm just muted. Listen, it's not that big of a deal. All I was going to say in regards to that is I just disagree. I don't think I have... I'm telling you, truthfully... The whole world mm-hmm. is about to hear. I do not have a stigma. I do not think that at all. I'm not like, oh, she has a tendency to do this. So now every time she talks like this, no. There's just a tone of voice that you do. I know you. I've been with you for 24/7 for the last 9 years almost. Mm-hmm. You have a certain tone of voice when you're feisty. And that's it. Like, there's nothing more to it. It's okay.
I just feel like sometimes I'll just, like, ask you a normal question or, like, ask you about the plans for, like, later that day. And you're like, baby, relax. It's not... And I'm like, oh, I just want to know what we're doing later.
Yeah. No. Well, you know what happens? You know when that happens? That happens when I'm overwhelmed.
Okay. So you yeah. admit it. That sometimes I'll just ask you a normal question.
Yeah, but that doesn't
like,
mean...
Baby, calm down. And I'm like, no, I just need to know what we're
I know.
Doing later.
Yeah. No, I'm... That happens when I'm overwhelmed. And
okay.
that's on me.
That's all I wanted to
But
point
to be
on.
Clear, that's not a stigma. That's just... When I'm overwhelmed, I tell okay. you to calm down because I'm already overwhelmed. I'm like, don't overwhelm me more, you know?
Okay. And then another thing is you don't like when I, like, rush you because sometimes I love you with all my heart, but sometimes he takes a little long to
no.
get to the point of something.
No, no,
and he gives
no.
a lot of details.
But...
And sometimes I lose a little patience.
This is from the
but
girl...
But that's on me.
This is from the girl that doesn't like Stranger Things.
What does that have to do with anything?
Because you don't have patience for anything. You don't have patience for one of the greatest shows ever made.
No, that does nothing to do with patience. I just didn't like the new season. That's it.
Next question.
Oh, my Lord. Go to the next question. What's next?
Confess something that I don't know about you.
You pretty much know everything. I wasn't really... a bad kid, so I didn't really like knock down someone's fence or something. Actually, this is a new one. No, this is a new one because last time, guys, before the like the previous episode that messed up, I said that my answer was I like tried smoking weed in uh-huh. high school with one of my friends, but she had an idea. She wasn't like fully aware of it, but she wasn't all surprised because I've also like kind of told her. Mm. But something I did not partake in this, but I was with kids that were fencing.
Assholes.
I know.
Little assholes.
Yeah.
Are you friends with these little assholes
fucking
today?
Idiots.
No.
Good. I'm glad.
No.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah, no, they're assholes.
Because they were little assholes.
I know exactly
don't do
who
that.
You're talking about. The group. Because they used to smash pumpkins, too.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's just so
not,
dumb.
Not good kids.
Why?
Very bad.
There's ways good. That you can have fun and be a kid and be wild and fun without stupid. Destroying people.
I think about that now.
Oh,
if a kid fenced our house.
I wish them motherfuckers would.
Well, I don't. I
well,
please,
I don't,
please don't. You know?
Right, but that's
I'll get
not,
you
that's
my messed,
no,
bitch.
That is so messed up.
And it's funny how at 23, you're saying that now, but if I would have showed you somebody doing this at 17, because I showed Imani and he's like, Ma, they're kids, they're being assholes.
No, I've always
no,
thought that was
like
stupid.
Fucking how
no,
much money that's gonna that's cost that person
up. That's
now,
so messed
you know?
Up.
Kids are little
cost
assholes.
That person, I find their ass and make them pay for it. You could work at fucking McDonald's for months if it takes you. Dumbass.
Dumbass.
Oh, this is a little feisty today.
She's a hot one.
Muy caliente.
I would say that any day. Fucking somebody breaks down my fence on purpose, you're paying for it.
True.
Is that not common? Am I getting too loud for you? Sorry. I'll take it down.
See what I mean, guys? I didn't even say anything.
That's such a normal thing to say.
I know, Bubba.
Okay.
I agree.
All right.
A little spicy.
Would you rather somebody that's a piece of paper personality?
No.
Or me?
I love how that's our insider. We call people, like, people are probably like, piece of paper? What does that even mean?
Piece
but
of paper personality.
Me and Alyssa say people that have, like, no personality, they're just pieces of paper.
Piece
I don't know.
Nice piece of white printer paper.
I don't know where we came up with that, but.
Because it's the most boring object you can think of. A white piece of paper.
Is it, though?
Paper.
Can you think of a more boring object than a piece of paper?
Or we say pencil personality, too.
I mean, do we have to get, like, deep into that because, like, think of what a paper can bring you.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, joy. You can cut it. You can origami that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, you can no, write a love write note on it. It.
Yeah, yes. No, just physically looking at something.
Oh, okay.
Staring at a white piece of paper is kind of boring.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. All right, yeah, that's a good metric.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Wow, you're a piece of paper.
Mm.
Or pencil, we call them, too. Do I have to pick one now? You ask them. I can't remember shit from last time.
Okay, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
Oh.
Oh, I don't think we were asking this last time. Interesting.
Something new.
Where do we see ourselves in the next 5 years? In our house, yep. Mom's doing the rocking motion right now.
Yeah.
Cradling a baby. I'm thinking a baby in 5 years. Mm-hmm. Maybe another cat.
Another cat.
Thriving.
For sure.
Married.
I had a dream we got another cat last night.
Did you?
Yeah, but we didn't try to. I think we found it outside again.
Aww.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know if it's just Bailey. To. I don't know if you got lucky, but I feel like when you rescue cats, they're just more wholesome because they're so grateful.
They're so
Bailey
grateful.
Is the sweetest animal I've ever met.
Who knows? We can She's move so in wholesome. And come across one in the street.
Maybe.
And then we'll have to.
I mean, now we have the space for it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't feel guilty having four cats. Like, if we had another cat down here, I'd feel like, just wrong.
Yeah. No,
I feel
no,
like,
yeah.
I feel like we just don't have the space for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but I mean, they're going to have a whole house.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Whole ass house, you know?
Yeah, no, 100% another cat.
Sure. Zane. Yeah. Oh, well, Alyssa, you too. What do you love most about Long Island?
Convenience.
Convenience as well. I love how close we are to everything. Even my friend, he lives also on Long Island. He lives more west, closer to the city. So it's a little more congested over there, but he was saying, like, he came over yesterday, and he was like, dude, I love the area you guys live in, because it's, like, a great balance of suburbia and also being, or having the convenience of being, like, near a city. Like, everything is close by, gas stations, Walmart, like, literally whatever you want is nearby. You know, you go further out east on Long Island, it's a little more kind of, like, country land-ish, mm-hmm. where things are more spread apart, and then obviously go west more towards the city, it gets super congested, and it's like freaking takes 20 minutes to go four blocks, which is ridiculous. So definitely the convenience. I feel like we get best of both worlds over here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And seasons.
That's huge.
The winter's a little too long, because once you hit past December, you're like, okay, I'm fucking over this now.
Until March, and then we have it until March usually.
Yeah, so definitely, but I like that we have the option of all four seasons. But down the line, when we have our condo in Florida and we're fucking sick of the cold, we can go to Florida for a weekend.
All right, Zane, what's your favorite thing to do with Liz?
I really enjoy, on a day-to-day kind of thing, I love going out to eat and trying new restaurants. And I don't know, this also came to mind. I also had so much fun when we went on vacation in Texas. And we get to, like, just explore a new area together. You know, like, we were in Texas. We rented a car. We had an Airbnb. And it's almost like we lived in Texas for a bit. That was so much fun, just going to, like, Topgolf and Six Flags and driving around and looking at houses and stuff. That was so much fun.
We need to do that in another state.
I would love to.
Yeah.
Like,
not, it would be not cool. Right now.
No, but it would be cool to do that. And, like, imagine we can say we did that in every state. You know, like,
yeah.
If we went around in even Kentucky. Like,
Kentucky.
No, but, like, states that normally wouldn't come to mind. Like, obviously, yeah. Everyone thinks of, like, the big states, Texas, yeah. Cali, whatever. But
yeah.
Even exploring, like, the Dakotas, or I would love to see Washington State, too. I heard Washington State is gorgeous.
Yeah, I feel like I've been to Washington State.
Have you?
I don't know.
Washington State is supposed to be stunning. Same with Oregon. God.
That's, yeah.
I would love to go over there.
With the redwoods.
I know. Yeah. I want to go to Arizona.
I would, well, speaking of Arizona, in Arizona is the Grand Canyon, is it not?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Yes.
Does it border Nevada as well?
I'd love to see that.
The Grand Canyon? Isn't it in like four spots, or am I thinking of something else?
I don't know, Zane. You're asking like Jerry.
Well, I would love to see the Grand Canyon as well.
Yeah. It's actually, Grand Canyon's on my bucket list, you know? But
maybe we should go. It's on mine, too.
I want to go.
Yeah, come with us.
We should.
You think he would go somewhere without you? Come on.
He wouldn't be allowed to.
Wait, what?
I'm in the suitcase. I'm kidding. We should have in our basement a map on the wall and mark it off.
All the little pins, like where you've been.
I'm excited to have a thing for our shot glasses.
Ooh. The period like a cabinet, like,
or awesome. Yeah, or like they make like shelves on Etsy, like cute shelves, and they have like little slots for all of them.
Cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Okay, what's next?
Okay, do you guys agree with the same decor style now that you can make your own home in your style? Like, you guys agree?
Absolutely.
Except and for I'm that cushion chair or whatever he said last time.
Yeah, no, I'm so grateful. Because we have very similar style. It just comes down to like the actual item itself. So yeah, we like the same colors. We like the same textures. But maybe sometimes there's like a chair that I think looks a little ugly or vice versa. Maybe there's something that I like. And she's like, like I think the style is good, but maybe this particular item just isn't that good.
Yeah.
But it's so funny because me and Liz have been watching these house shows recently. Mm. And you'll see couples that have opposite styles. And I'm like, how do you make this work? Yeah. One person is like eclectic and likes bright colors. And then the other person is like a piece of paper personality, doesn't want anything. Like that one couple last night that we watched. Yeah. It was so funny.
Yeah.
He was a bathroom designer for big box stores. And it was so funny because in this house hunting show, he did not care about anything but the price. He was so stale, so emotionless, right? As soon as they walked in the bathroom, he came to life. Oh, we can rip out this vanity. And it was the funniest thing. But
talk about passion.
Yeah, but they had completely opposite styles. Like, she was very, like, wanted something with character and had cool colors and stuff. And he's like, no, I just want everything to be blank and white. And, like, you know, not even modern white. Like, just, like, sterile.
Oof.
Wow. So yeah. We do have same styles. Yeah. I'm grateful for that.
We're already hunting on Pinterest. We already know what couch we want. We already know what coffee table we want. So, yeah, we're doing good. We already know what we want.
Absolutely.
How about tips on when... I did this the last time, too. Tips on the flame never dying. Like, when things get comfortable. What are some tips?
Did we answer this? This is a good question, too.
Communication.
Yeah, communication, and then also, like, I like to think about things that I thought were fun when we were in the honeymoon phase, because, you know, when you're in the honeymoon phase with a new partner, everything is fun, and I like to just reflect on that and get inspiration from that, because me and Liz talked about this, maybe in this episode, actually, before our mics cut out, we may have touched on it, but there was a time where me and Liz went to Bed Bath & Beyond, and we literally just walked around the store just looking at items. And it was such a fun time. And it's so random. But, you know, things like that I like to think about and get inspired from.
Spontaneous things.
Yeah. And just get inspired by what was fun. Because it's about the flame dying.
Yeah.
So get inspired by, you know, what you guys used to do before the flame was subsiding a little bit.
Yeah, I'm gonna take, like, I'll steal some of, like, Jerry's advice that she says all the time. Like, if you guys are out and you're like, fuck, we really should go home because we have, like, dishes and we have to vacuum and, like, we have to be up early tomorrow, but, like, you guys want to, like, go sit at the beach and just, like, have a conversation and bond, the fucking dishes and vacuuming will be there tomorrow. Like, go fucking sit at the beach.
I mean,
or
dishes?
Go out to dinner.
Just kidding.
She does cross. She draws a line at the dishes. But, like, if you, like, all that shit can fucking wait. Like, if you guys are feeling like, damn, I wish we could just, like, go sit at a restaurant and, like, have a nice drink and, like, order a few appetizers and just, like, enjoy each other's company. Do it.
Absolutely.
Be spontaneous. Yes. That's when the best memories come.
Spontaneity. Spontaneity. It's very important. Mm-hmm. Also, like, remember where you started. You know, I think a lot of people take for granted once you become comfortable. It's like, oh, like, I know she's got my back. I know she's there. I know she's going to be there, kind of thing. And it's like, no, like, you know, like, make an effort.
Yeah.
Like,
I was going to say, one of the best pieces of advice that I heard was relationships are work. It's not just something that you guys fall in love with each other and that's it.
Yeah. Like, you don't attain it. You don't, like, try so hard to get it. And then once you get it, it's just there and you forget about it.
Mm. It's like, you get it. But then now you have to maintain it.
Right.
You know, that's exactly the key element that I think people forget sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And Zane and I always fall into comfortability and we'll just go to each other and be like, hey, checking in, like, out. Let's reset. I don't know if we said this on the another question, but we tell each other that we feel like roommates.
Yes.
It's like our wording of, like, we just feel like we live together.
Yeah.
And then we just check in with each other and reset.
All right. Did you and Alyssa ever take a break or feel like you wanted to? Like, date other people?
Never.
Absolutely not.
No. Never.
It's like verbatim from the last time.
Yeah. Personally, I don't know how people do it. That's just my own outlook. Yeah.
I get it. like, for other people, it makes sense if it's something that they need. If they're really going through a rough patch and they're like, we need to take a step away. And then they're like, wait, we actually love each other still. Sure. For us, though, it would be like break as in like maybe a few hours after a fight. And then like, but we've never been like, oh, I need like time away from you. Like, we need to separate and like see other people. Never.
Well, let me clarify. I'm not saying I don't understand breaks. I don't understand when people could take a break and date other people.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I meant to say. Like, yeah. If you have to take a break from each other for a day, a week, whatever it is, after a bad fight, like, that's fine, you know, reset, because time heals.
Yeah.
But like, to take a break for like a month and date other people and then come back, that I personally don't understand.
That sounds terrible.
If it works for you, fantastic. But just personally, and for me and Lisa, that was never really a thing.
Yeah. Even when we were like 17, still no.
Yeah. And we also just, knock on wood, never really got into a thing that bad where we were like, yeah, we should take a break.
Yeah, like, we were also just attached at the hip too, so I don't even think that was even like, we didn't even think that that was an option.
It's interesting, the more I grow up, I see how like everyone's relationship dynamic is different.
Mm-hmm.
And it's beautiful. Like, everyone's got something that works for them.
Exactly.
But yeah, for me and Liz personally, that's not really something that would be viable.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? I just like, yeah, babe, I'm so mad at you. I don't want to see you for a week. Like, I feel like that's not even like something that would,
I'm trying to think,
we
what
can't
I would
even
say.
Make that happen.
I'm like, what would I say to that?
Like, what's day three like?
I'd be like, why? I'd be like, what's wrong? Let's talk about it.
That's funny.
I'd be like, I bet it's not that bad.
Okay, have both of you answer this. When was the last time you felt pure happiness?
You want to go first?
Buying our home.
Yeah, when we got the accepted offer, when you called me inside, and all you said, you were like, come inside, I have something to tell you. Mm-hmm. And I just walked, and like, I knew right then and there, I'm like,
wait, what did you call them? Bubbles? You had bubbles?
Yeah, yeah, like butterflies. Oh, butterflies. Like, my heart dropped a little bit. I was like,
I call them bubblies. Yeah, bubblies.
Yeah.
I think also the other day we signed documents for like our loan/mortgage. That like really solidified it for me. I was like, holy shit, this is happening. Like, this is happening.
It's amazing. Amazing. All right. If you had to live in another country, where would it be?
Europe. That was quick.
But what country in Europe? Italy.
Yeah, you said probably. A continent.
Yeah, sorry. I can't really answer that question on a specific country because I've only been to Amsterdam. But Europe.
The Netherlands.
Sure. Just Europe as a whole, just like the idea of it. Like,
I would love to go.
I like fantasize over it. Like, it seems like magical. So I don't have a specific country.
Okay.
I'm a realist, and I know me.
Canada.
I'm going to Canada. That is, especially like the Toronto area. When I went and visited my manager, who's a really close friend of mine. His neighborhood is like, it's very similar to New York. I love Toronto.
Yeah.
So I would go there just because it's so similar. Mm. But yeah, just for a fun answer, yeah, I really enjoy Europe. When I visit Amsterdam,
yeah,
I
see, like, I
absolutely
would say Amsterdam,
love it.
But that's the only place that I've been in Europe.
I love it there, but I feel like I don't know if I'd want to live there because so different.
It's
and
like
I'm not cool.
To pick.
Yeah, like, I'm just not cool either. Like,
oh my God.
Like, I just want to live like what I know and what I'm comfortable with. Just as far as living, I would visit there all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, I love it to, like, be there. But it feels like vacation. I don't know if I could, like, have a life there.
I've never been
like,
to Italy.
Like, pay taxes
yet.
In and Europe and stuff. Like, that's weird to me.
Yeah. It's just if you had to pick one.
But
I've never been to
cool.
Italy yet. I bet I would pick Italy if I have been.
Yeah.
For sure. I bet I'm going to fall in love with it.
What about you, Mom?
I think she would absolutely pick Italy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I my mind goes to Greece. I've always wanted to be.
That's a good answer.
To go to Greece,
the oceans in Greece.
God,
the water is like crystal blue.
Gosh. So yeah, but I'm also thinking like somewhere up, like in Europe. I like the convenience of like all the little different countries right there. So you know, I don't know.
You've never been to Europe, right?
I've never been anywhere really.
We need to take her to Amsterdam.
Go everywhere. You can go to the UK, we can go to France, we can go to all the countries in Europe. Italy, yeah.
Sweden.
You know, I've been seeing a lot of things lately that people go to Paris and get like disappointed by the Eiffel Tower.
Really?
Have you seen that lately? Yeah.
No, I haven't seen that.
I think at night it's probably magical. I think during the day it's just like, eh. And like apparently like around it, like in people's videos, there's just, it's not like beautiful like flowers and it's like dirt. You know what I mean? It's not like magical like you would expect it to be. I don't know,
well, you know, like the Welcome to Las Vegas sign that's always like grand on everything.
It's small,
it's huge, right? It's like a little sign. So I think it's the same thing. It's like when you look for something like the way they always make it so grand and beautiful. And it's like when you see it in real life, you're like, what the fuck? But I would still love to go see it. Okay. If money wasn't an issue, what would you be doing?
The same thing.
Same.
Yeah.
I'd be doing the same thing.
Yeah.
See, because you guys love what you do.
Yeah, it's so important.
Yeah. When did you know, Liz?
Wait, I'd be doing nothing. For real. I would just be living my best life.
I would be in my pool on my float, just sipping on soda vodka. What do you call it? What do you drink?
Vodka soda?
A vodka soda.
Vodka soda.
Vodka.
Now I'd be sipping on some like LaCroix.
Okay. Okay, Zane, when did you know that she was the one? And Liz, when did you know that he was the one?
I would say, I don't know. Because when we met, we were, like Liz said earlier, just attached at the hip right away. So it's tough because we were also so young. So it's it's hard to like really feel like, oh my God, I'm going to marry this girl.
Part of me wants to say when we like renovated and moved into this apartment.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
It solidified it for us.
Yeah. And when we moved in and we loved living together, I feel like that like proved like, hey, we can actually like be together for the rest of our lives. Because obviously when we're kids and you live in separate houses, it's just fun. It's like the teenage, you know, high school, like sweetheart type thing.
Yeah.
But when we live together and the chemistry's still there and we're having a great time, I agree. It's like, yeah, we're good for life type thing, you know?
It's like when you're young, you're like, oh, I hope this lasts, you know? And then like, but then when you get older, you're like, oh, okay, like this is what I want to make last.
Right.
What's the first change you're going to do in your new house?
I don't know if we're going to say the same thing.
Alyssa's like, I want my closet.
Well, I'm also trying to think, like, easiness. So my mind goes to painting the kitchen because it's, like, a dark gray. And I know we want to make it, like, a light gray / white, whatever we wind up opting for. But, yeah, I'm thinking painting.
Yeah, I think paint first.
Okay. It's easy. We could do that in a day.
Yes.
Yeah.
It makes such a big difference.
There's a lot of dark gray colors. There's a lot of, like, ugly, like, weird tan colors. One of the bedrooms on the first floor is, like, blue because it's a child's room. So, like, yeah. Paint, painting. Make it a nice canvas before we get any furniture and stuff. Yeah. And then also, after that, I would love to do the kitchen countertops as well because that's, like, my happy place.
Yeah.
And it's, like, the only, like, big thing that needs renovation besides the closet room. Also, by the way, just plug, after we record podcasts today, Zane and I are also filming a house Q&A for YouTube. So we're going to dive deep into every little thing on that YouTube video. So that'll be up soon.
Oh,
if not when you guys are listening to this.
All right, Zane. Go ahead, let's do the hair to us. what's something that you find attractive that Alyssa does?
Alyssa does.
Not her physical, because, I mean, it's obvious. She's gorgeous.
Oh, stop.
But something that she does. What do you find attractive?
You can repeat your answer if you want from the last time we recorded.
The last time we recorded, I said, I love when she does her hair. I don't know why. I just think that's attractive. Yeah. And I think at the time, too, like, when I answered previously, I was saying that this question, I wasn't sure if it's not like the act of, you know, doing your hair, like, oh, she's taking care of herself, that's so attractive. I think it was literally just, that is nice to look at.
The action of me doing my hair.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll go with that.
Okay.
Love it.
If and when you and Alyssa, no, sorry, let me start that over. When you and Alyssa have kids, do you plan on family vlogging?
Yes.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't call it family vlogging, though.
It's going to be Liz's channel still.
Yeah.
We're going to document our journey. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm already, like, picking up the camera here and there, like, when it pertains. Yeah. But at the end of the day, like, Liz is the queen vlogger, so she'll be capturing everything.
Zane has his own job, own career, but it will be documented. I just wouldn't call it a family vlogging channel. It's still going to be...
Alyssa Rose Vlogs, yo.
Featuring the fam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I think this could be interesting, but if you guys want to cut it out, let me know. Do you think you would be as happy if both of your careers did not succeed as they did?
No. I wouldn't. Because I personally, I like success. And it feels good, you know? I'm not going to, like, I feel like someone asking that question, you'd be like, oh, yeah, like, we're just so happy. The truth is, no, you're human, and, like, success directly pertains to happiness. And when there's moments where, you know, maybe in the beginning the career's not going so well, or there's a rough patch or whatever, it's tough. It's, you know, it can get depressing at times, and that's completely normal to go through the ups and downs of life, you know? There's been times where, I don't want to speak for Liz, but there's been times where she comes to me and she's talking to me about maybe her career and some of her worries, and it's not a positive experience, so to speak. Like, you can get nervous about it, and I think that's completely normal, you know? I will say this, though, in regards to happiness, something that I did that makes a huge difference is not tying results to my happiness. I try to only do, like, the process of working. I like to relate that to my happiness. So if I work and I'm really productive, no matter what the results are, like, I'm happy because I know I put my best foot forward. Mm-hmm. As opposed to, oh, my song only did this good, or it did this good, or this is that. Like, tying my happiness to results I can't control is a recipe for disaster. Wow, so
that sounds so...
Yeah, I've put a lot of thought into this.
Yeah, wow.
But I would also be lying and saying that I'm flawless and I'm like, yeah, I'm always happy if I'm working. No, that's not true. If I release a song and it flops, yeah, like, and or, you know, if I'm expecting something to be really lucrative and then it falls through or something, like, I'm going to be pissed about it. You know, I'm normal. Mm-hmm. So there's my answer.
I would agree. I wouldn't be as happy because of my goals in life and what I've done and how I've been successful in my career has led me to live the life that I want for myself. And I think that, yeah, I would be sad if I didn't, like, achieve the goals that I want in life. And my career has helped me get there.
Right.
So, yeah, I would not be happy.
Okay.
I'd be quite sad, actually. But I don't know what else I would be doing. Maybe I would be on to another career path that would make me successful as well.
I think you and Zane both have that drive that if everything was to end tomorrow, you both would pick up and move on and have another passion, have another, like, I feel like you both are very, like, ambitious and, like, driven to do something for yourself, you know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I would agree.
100%.
Yep.
All right, well, that's all the questions, guys.
Okay, wow, that was a long episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, we also did another one with Zane's little sister. Go check that out. Same concept. And if you want anybody else on, shoot us a DM on Instagram. Let us know what kind of episode you want to see, who you want to see on. I will shut up now because this was very long. I hope that you guys enjoyed.
Okay, love you. Bye.